The all-night art spectacle, Nuit Blanche, features dozens of projects by artists from here and abroad, video, sculpture, performance, just about everything, as we're about to hear, that you could possibly think of, and then some. To give you an idea of what to expect, two of the artists involved are with me in studio now. We'll start with Esmond Lee. He's behind a photo installation called Below the City. You'll find it on the street near the Scarborough Civic Center. Esmond, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
This installation is based on photos that you've been taking of Scarborough. Tell me about the idea behind this project.
The idea came from a very personal connection to Scarborough. I grew up and still live in Scarborough with my family. Mm. And 40 years ago actually, my parents migrated to Scarborough. And back in the day, Scarborough was its own city, its own borough, had its own identity. And since amalgamation, I feel like it's been kind of forgotten, lost, and just thought of as a suburb. So this project is really about a personal desire to celebrate the community, the diversity that exists in Scarborough. A lot of people think of, or so we all celebrate Toronto as a diverse and multicultural place.
Sure.
But if we think of diversity, we should really think about the suburbs. 39% of central Toronto is made of visible minorities, and that's compared to 74% in Scarborough. So I think Scarborough should really be thought of and credited for all that of the community and the diversity that we have.
Why is that important to highlight to you? I mean, it's personal, as you said.
Yeah, it's personal. I think it's just credit where credit's due. And the suburbs is often thought of as a boring, vast, barren place.
They used to call it Scarberia.
Yeah, yeah. So it has a very negative connotation. And I think it's just about revealing and giving the voices to the people that deserve the voices. And as a second generation Canadian, I feel like a lot of us here are trying to promote and want to promote Scarborough. And we're taking on that responsibility now.
What is it about Scarborough that you're highlighting in the photos? I mean, tell us what they look like.
Yeah, so Scarborough is a very vast and very rural-like space. It's between rural and suburban, rural and urban. Mm. So it has a lot of kind of natural landscapes, a lot of industrial plazas that are typical. But filled in with that is a lot of kind of urban culture. And it's portraits of people, of the space they're described, and also places of worship. And it'll be on a 250-foot-long vinyl mesh banner that this is all going to be depicted on.
It's interesting. Nuit Blanche last year put a focus on Scarborough.
Yeah.
What did that mean?
That meant a lot to me. Again, just Scarborough being thought of as like a peripheral place. And it actually makes me sad because this is the second and final year. But it'll be a big and great final celebration.
I mean, you saw a lot of people who perhaps wouldn't head out there otherwise, get on the train and go because it gave them a greater purpose to go, and then they came back thinking, why don't I go to Scarborough more?
Yeah, absolutely.
For something like this, an exhibition, is it for people who are from outside of that part of the city, or is it really to, you know, to celebrate, to big up some of the people who are from Scarborough, to say this is who we are?
Yeah, no, it's definitely from both. I mean, a lot of people think want to travel and want to experience the world, but I think it's really in our backyards that we have all this culture and diversity. Mm. Through food, through just walking through the plazas, and it is to big up my community, the people that live there, to really be rising above the city and to be featured for one big night. And this is what this larger life installation will be about.
Excellent. I hope people come and see it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Esmond Lee, you can find his Nuit Blanche installation Below the City at the corner of Borough Drive and Town Centre Court in Scarborough.